You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, I'm joined by Cass Page.
Correct.
And the lovely Joel Dusha.
Hey, thank you so much for having me here in Shut Up A Second Studios.
No worries. And today's topic is MILFs.
Wooga!
Wooga! Here, look, I would hate to speak out of line because I am the guest of Shut Up A Second, but yep. I would just like to go on record. Here at Shut Up A Second, across the board, every guest, every host, we love MILFs.
We love MILFs
we
here at Sans Pants Radio.
Oh, yeah.
We love a MILF.
It's...
And DILFs.
Oh, yeah. MILFs and DILFs are the only thing that we here at Sans Pants Radio
all
can
pilfs.
Agree on.
All yeah. PILFs.
Hey.
Yes.
So we all know... We all have opinions on what's going to make a good MILF, right? And what can constitute a MILF. And
Joel, I think, what are yours?
Probably that it would have to be... So, to be a good MILF, it would have to be a mom.
Uh-huh.
Who I'd like to fuck.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Mm,
that's...
I guess by definition, a MILF is a good MILF. Can't
whoa,
have a bad MILF.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... What's that snake?
Ouroboros.
Is it like... How is it like
the
that?
The phrase itself is like that, because like...
I don't know. I think it's just a positive...
It goes,
well,
I think it's tautological. It's tautological.
I don't think it is.
No, the phrase a MILF is a good MILF is tautological.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you could say a MILF is a good MILF is a good MILF is a good MILF. Is that what you mean?
A MILF is a good MILF.
What? I don't understand this at all.
But then a bad MILF, I guess if a bad MILF is still a MILF, then it's a good MILF.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
so,
bad can also
bad,
be good. Like,
can
oh,
a
damn,
MILF
that MILF
exist?
Is bad.
Can a bad MILF exist?
No, I don't think so. No such thing as a bad MILF.
Well, I don't think, no, I think.
Well, if you hate, no, because then.
Because then it's not a MILF, just a mum.
But what if you hate?
So, but I don't think you'd say that's not a good MILF, that's a bad MILF. You just wouldn't call them a MILF. And I guess my question to you is, in your, obviously MILF is very personal, for you, does a MILF have to be a good bum?
A good bum, sorry?
Well, it is. I
a
guess
good mum.
You did
good
say
mum.
Good bum though, right? I didn't make that up.
No, I wonder what Cass's mind is right now.
Thinking about
MILFs too hard over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, thinking about the back end of a MILF.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
One of my favorite of the two ends of a MILF.
Yeah, front and back. Yeah. Two of my favorite parts.
You know what? Dead hate for me.
Yeah.
But, okay, what if you meet a MILF, right? And you're like, MILF.
Yeah.
And then you find out, kid's annoying. She raised it wrong.
You can have an annoying kid and be a good mum, though.
Well,
sometimes, sometimes you're dealt a bad hand.
Yeah. Some,
like,
sometimes
you met poor Joel's,
suck.
Joel's poor mum. No, you were a no-hoper.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she tried her best and did a great job.
Well,
but
yeah,
still, you turned out like how you did.
Turned out like dog shit. Just like, surely my mom, she's sitting at her, like someone asked, oh, how's Joel? Like, what's he doing for work? And my mom has to have a moment where she's like, he quit his job that also already wasn't impressive to talk about, where he was a manager at a cinema, to then become a full-time podcaster. And then at that moment, my mom probably says, my son died.
I actually never had a son.
Yeah, what son? Who's Joel?
He fell into a well. I don't know.
That's great. You should revoke MILF status just to avoid it.
What's, I guess that's, I was going to say, what's a MILF that hasn't had kids, but I guess that's a cougar.
I have seen people talk recently online how they are aspiring to MILFhood.
What? Where?
TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
They're like, I want to be a MILF one day.
Coolforums.com/MILFs.
They want to be a MILF, but they don't necessarily want to have, like, they haven't chosen if they want to have kids yet. They just want to embody the vibe of MILF.
Mm-hmm. You can embody the vibe of a MILF without being a MILF.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're still not a MILF.
You're
it's
not
the
a
vibe.
MILF,
like,
yeah.
You want to give MILF vibes. I found a tube dress that's made out of, like, pink velvet that has MILF just in, like, diamantes across the chest. And I was like, that rules. And I'm like, am I allowed?
I think that you can wear a clothing. Like, you could wear clothing that says MILF.
I don't know.
But, again, I would say that you're embodying the vibe of a MILF. Which is fine. It's not stolen valor.
I think it is. No, I literally thought,
I'm like, this is Stolen Valor. I haven't had a kid. Yeah,
well, I just want to go on record and saying, I think Stolen Valor is funny. I think that. You should do it anyway. Yeah, I went to war.
Hey,
your badge is the wrong way around. Oopsies. Could have fooled me.
Guest of the show, Adam, has recently found out that if you...
Have we talked about that on a podcast?
Adam?
No, but how Adam got called out for Stolen Valor?
You got called out for Stolen Valor.
No, Adam did.
That's not what I was going to talk about. Oh. He found like an army surplus website. Apparently it's the best place to get boots because they're army boots.
Yeah.
But there's a cosplay section where you can just buy plastic versions of all the army stuff.
That's cool. Yeah, but one time Adam was wearing a like American, what do you call them? The Air Force?
Yeah.
Like a jacket. Sort of bastardized, fashionable version of that jacket. And some American dude in a bar who sucked came up to him and was like, I gave him this big lecture about Stolen Valor. It was very funny because it was obviously like he was wearing it as a jacket, not a jacket you buy at a store.
Yeah, you know?
It wasn't like close to an actual army jacket. It was just sort of army vibes. He wasn't fooling anyone.
Also,
it was very funny.
Former host. No, former guest of this podcast and owner of Sandspants Radio, Joel Zammit, has an actual Air Force jacket that he wears casually. If anyone should get accused of stolen valor.
Oh, but that one's like from like the 50s and 60s,
I think it's
right?
World War II, yeah.
I will say it's old.
I think that's fine. They're not still walking around wearing those leather jackets.
Yeah.
No,
it's like if you're allowed to go around wearing those giant goggles. I think that's fine now. I think there's a statute of limitations on army gear you can wear.
Good, because I recently bought like an army jacket from a vintage store. So it's got the little patch embroidered in it where you can, like, you write your name and numbers and everything. And it's not going to, I don't think it was ever worn in war. I think they just made too many. And now I own one, super warm, and it's cropped.
Yeah. It's Whoa, that's sick.
Did it come cropped or did you
crop it? Yeah, it came cropped.
That's sexy. Bit of army man midriff.
Oh. Ooh,
but I think it was, like, from the army times where their pants were super high.
So, oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, suits me fine. And it's got, like, got a built-in belt. They're really well-made clothes. I had to, you know. You
MILF could stand for military I'd love to fuck.
Hey, MILF could also stand for man I like to fuck.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not as exciting, I guess. Yeah.
That's Stolen Valor. That's Stolen Valor.
That's co-opting MILF in a bad way. Yeah, sure.
If you guys were to call yourselves MILFs, that's not good.
That's okay. We can embody the vibe of a DILF if we wanted.
Oh, yeah, I love that. What is it? What makes up a DILF, Cass?
Why did you sound so confused by that?
Because I feel like it's a whole different thing.
No, I think he's right. Like, I think, because if you think of MILFs, right, I think there is an equivalent DILF.
I often do.
Yeah, so we're thinking of DILFs. I think if you think of a DILF, there's an equivalent where they're going to be, like, classically sexy. Like Hollywood styles. Yeah.
Old-style Hollywood.
Yeah, like, in the same way that a MILF is going to be a woman who's a bit older, who looks great. Same thing, DILF, man who looks a bit older, is a bit great. But I can also imagine someone calling someone a DILF if they were simply kind.
Wow.
Do you think a bar's lower for a DILF or a MILF?
See, that's tricky because I feel like...
head scratcher. God damn.
Yeah, like I feel like being a MILF... is maybe, I feel like it's easier to achieve being a MILF, but I reckon it's easier for someone to assign you as a DILF if they like you.
Okay.
So both is the answer.
No, so it's easy for you to feel like you're a MILF, but easier to get called a DILF.
Right.
Yeah, like if you were like, I want to become a MILF, I reckon there are aesthetic steps you could take toward becoming a MILF.
It's more defined. MILF is more defined.
Yeah, like if I wanted to become a MILF one day, I reckon I know what I'd need to do.
Yeah,
sure.
But it, like someone else, and you could also in the same way become a DILF, but I reckon someone else could assign you as a DILF.
Tell you what, I think you need to be a DILF, good jeans, as in like pants.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not genetics. I guess that would help.
Good pants and having like one or two kids that are pretty young that you just like, they're like, seem like a handful, but you don't seem phased.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like you are doing the bare minimum.
No, like they're a handful and you don't seem phased. You just love your kids is what I mean. Not as in like, you're like, whatever, I'll just let them be a terror. I'm like half watching them. I mean like they come up and they're like, dad, 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 dad. And you're like, all right, like.
Oh, okay. No, that's good.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
So yeah. You're just saying someone who doesn't snap at their kids.
No, someone that seems like that they have like...
empathy.
They've got it under control.
Yeah, it seems like they've got it under control. More than empathy. I'm not talking, again, more than like... I mean, like, as in, like, love their kids, even though, like, the situation may seem high stress, they seem like they're low stress.
They're cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. Okay. And great genes.
Hang on. I reckon that might be good across MILFs as well. Do you reckon a MILF is also calm?
You know what? I feel like you never see MILFs with kids. You never see DILFs with kids.
Well, no, because MILFs' kids are usually, like, teenagers or older.
Yeah,
where
you're
DILFs
right.
Usually have younger
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, DILFs are young dads. MILFs have older kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm actually imagining a MILF and a DILF similar age, if not the man is older, but the DILF's kids are younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, at least that. Yeah. Mm. I reckon this might be the longest episode of Shut Up a Second where we've stayed on topic for this long.
There was
like,
a brief moment of
Stolen Valor,
which is important.
Yeah.
It's good to discuss and then ultimately decide that it doesn't matter.
No. It's not that it doesn't matter. It's just that it's very funny.
Mm.
If you're going around in current day army clothes, pretending you were in a war, insane. If you're going in old army clothes, I know you weren't there.
Yeah.
It's not stolen valor.
I think it's insane to walk up to someone and accuse them of stolen valor.
Yeah, that's a crazy person to do.
But I think that, like, pretending to be in a war is also...
That's also pretty nutty.
But it is funny.
I kind of respect the hustle if you're, like, doing it to get, like, 5% off your shop or whatever. You know how in America you get discounts?
Yeah,
get the discounts, King.
In Australia, the discounts that army people get is not even... It's
Do they
really
get
nothing.
Any?
I know that at the cinema they get a concession ticket. Well, cops got free tickets, which is pretend to be a cop.
Yeah.
That's good. I was thinking, I once got to hold a guy's police badge who was like a friend of mine's partner came to like his party and I was like taking photos of the police badge and stuff. And oh man, it made me feel like a big man. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's sick. You should have posted online so his badge number
was
out there.
I was going to, and he said, "You cannot post that online under any circumstance." Like, no, come on.
Post it now. Get his number out there.
I do have it. I don't see them anymore.
Yeah,
I only met him that one time for 20 minutes. And
blur
I'm like,
it.
It's like the first thing I said. I'm like, he's like, "Oh, I'm a police mate. Oh, do you have your badge on you?" Like, yeah, can I hold it? I didn't talk to him after that.
How old were you?
19, 20.
Oh, that's sick. So you
give
couldn't
badge,
even play
badge,
like
the... No, I wasn't a kid. Like, give me the badge. I want to see it. Take photos of me with the badge.
Was it heavy?
No, it didn't feel that, like...
Important?
Didn't feel that...
Don't respect the badge.
Oh,
who
I
cares?
Did not respect the badge. I think it was pretty clear I was not respecting the badge.
Also
I was being real silly with the badge.
Also didn't respect him, which
no,
is even
No, absolutely
good.
Not. Yeah. Can't remember his name, what he looks like.
Yeah. Post the badge online.
I'll find it.
Make
I'm
it
post the badge.
You can blur bits of badge.
Don't worry
you
about
it. You can't even read the... I'm also very drunk at like a radio awards night, so it's like a weird... It's a weird time. Yeah. I'll try and find it.
Yeah,
I'll see if I
can
post it to the badge.
This episode's cover photo.
Yeah,
okay.
You can...
I'll change the podcast artwork
for
one day only, where it's me holding a police badge, drunk as on free beer.
Yeah,
that sounds
celebrate...
like a good reaction image. Yeah. Like next time anyone, you know, does Stolen Valor, you can be like, that's not allowed.
You're under arrest.
I'm arresting you. Oh, that's good
Yeah, stop posting it online. Just like anytime someone gives you the shits, just reply, "You're under arrest" in that photo.
That's good because in my memory, I'm pretty sure I have a huge shit-eating grin on. Like, you know that? Where I'm like, look at me, I got a fucking police badge. Oh, silly.
They don't just give these to anyone. You got to take them.
I mean, this guy did give it to anyone, but you know, most of them, they don't.
It's funny that the guy obliged.
Yeah, like straight away.
Also, like if a really drunk, like, what an idiot.
Yeah,
he deserved you to post that online.
Yeah, I should. I don't even know if they're still together, so it'd be fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, who cares? What's he going to do?
Arrest you?
I'm actually also a cop. Cops kind of arrest cops.
Then you share the picture. You're like, well, don't arrest me. I'm a cop.
That's weird. That's my badge number.
Yeah.
This man's impersonating a police officer.
Do you reckon...
Absolutely.
That's ever happened? Like...
Someone's stolen a police officer's badge.
And then arrested the cop?
You're impersonating
that he
a
stole?
Police officer?
Yeah. I think that could have happened.
Yeah, I reckon the cop probably wouldn't have taken it lightly.
No, I think he would have been... beaten.
Hey, give me but, back that badge.
Yeah. He would be like, oh, come on, please.
Oh,
please,
no.
I have the badge now. That's the rules. It's like a talking like, stick. Yeah.
Do they still deputize people?
What?
Did you know how, I heard a thing, I'm pretty sure it's true.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
How Elvis, do you know this? Elvis would go around. Well, if you knew what I was about to, like, if you knew what I'm about
I
to
will
say,
know you
would,
if you
would,
tell
no,
me.
No, but you would already, you'd be like, yeah, I know what you're going to say.
You okay. think that saying deputize and Elvis was enough of a context clue?
Well,
Did they deputize Elvis?
Yeah.
Wasn't but, he?
So Elvis used to, apparently, he was really big into karate. And so when he went to towns to play shows, he would get deputized by the sheriff and go around doing vigilante justice.
Okay, now that you've said that story out loud, do you think that happened?
No, I don't think it did. But I think I think Handsome Tom told me that. He wouldn't lie.
Okay, so
Handsome Tom Reed from Scandi Boys. New episodes every
Friday.
Friday.
Do you think Handsome Tom would have lied? No. Do you think Handsome Tom would have gotten
tricked? Could have been tricked.
Mm. Okay, so I want you to...
Also, like, I'm really throwing him under the bus. I'm only like 30% certain it was him.
Also, just a reminder that when you open that studio door, there is a whiteboard.
Yeah.
So to paint a picture of this, a mental image for everyone listening, we're in the Shut Up A Second Studios. There's a door. Perfect image. When you open the door...
Wait, slow down.
When you open the door, there's a whiteboard facing the door, and there is two words written on that whiteboard at the moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what those two words are?
I think it says Tom Sucks.
It says Tom Sucks.
Yeah, but that could be any Tom. There's so many Toms.
I saw it get so written. It was definitely about Handsome Tom. It was written by a guest.
Yeah, was it because he kept telling them lies about Elvis?
Yeah.
Or was it because he kept shitting on the North Melbourne Football Club? He did that a bit.
Yeah,
he did that. Controversy.
It was after How Good's Footy, which is an AFL podcast.
New episodes every Monday.
Wednesday.
Damn. One of them's Monday.
Plumbing the Death Star's on Monday.
Yes, got it. New episodes every Monday. Plumbing the Death Star.
That's it.
Get it where you get your podcast. You guys riff. I'm going to Google this thing about Elvis because whoever told me said it in a way that made it sound true.
Okay, so I can give you a little bit of extra information that may help.
Yeah.
So there was rumors that Elvis worked for the FBI because he was very Republican and loved the government and wanted to fight crime, which is also why he went to war.
Yeah,
and there was
right.
rumors.
Did go to war.
There was rumors that he was a spy and would do missions whilst on tour.
He would have been all about that.
Yeah.
I reckon it would have been sad if that were not true and people were spreading rumors. He probably would have been like,
yeah, he would hate Stolen Valor. I'm going to, which is very funny because what is Stolen Valor if not an Elvis impersonator?
Whoa. Okay. So.
You're not smiling, which means that this definitely feels fake.
Well, this is from metnews.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And the website is giving me that, you know, that little exclamation mark when the website's not secure. It's giving me that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know it's good stuff. Also, the website has no format. It just seems to be text on a white screen.
Okay.
That's insane.
But apparently he was deputized and then helped out at a traffic accident. So, and also did love karate. Do you want to see a picture of Elvis doing karate?
Yeah, show us a picture
of
Elvis doing
karate.
So what
do you Google so people can find it?
Whoa! Oh, wait, that's a...
Just Google Elvis doing karate. That's Elvis!
That is not Elvis, show me.
It's a guy who looks a lot like Elvis. He's got glasses on.
That's crazy, because there's almost a word for that. Two words, in fact. Elvis and...
Elvis Presley and karate. Elvis Australia.
Wow, he came to the land down under. We would have been like, g'day, Elvis!
Why do we have our own Elvis site?
I don't know.
Also, it looks like his karate uniform is...
His
has
stage
been
costume. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been bejazzled.
Do you reckon he based his costume off of karate?
Is in his like big jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It kind of has the deep V like a karate suit does.
Yeah.
It's all white like a karate suit is. It's got a cape. That's not it. Mm.
Well, he used to just perform in like
tight
pants and
a
shirt.
And then he started getting real famous. Like, I'm going to wear a jumpsuit like a crazy person. Who came first, Elvis or Evel Knievel?
Elvis.
Yeah, okay.
Evel Knievel's the 60s.
Yeah.
Elvis is the 50s and then 60s.
But
comeback special.
Was Elvis doing the suit post Evel Knievel?
That is a great question.
Did Elvis
question.
Copy his suit? Is Elvis doing Stolen
Valor? They had the same suit.
Yeah.
They had a little cape, deep V, stars and stripes, or like just big, I don't know, flashy colors. Do you know Evel Knievel's first name is Bob? Bob Knievel.
It's Robert, actually.
Well, yeah, but people call him Bob, I assume.
They also call him Evil.
That's true. That's a better name. If you had to pick a nickname that rhymed with your last name, what would you do? Because you'd be Rage Page, obviously.
Obviously.
What would Dusha be?
Page in a cage.
Page match.
That's not the question.
I know that's not the question, but that's what I would say to people.
It's a page match.
It's a page match.
Yeah. I was going to fight them. Dusha. Some sort of douche.
Pusha? Like as in push? You push? Pusha? Because
that's shower.
Yeah. Actually, isn't you know, the German Deutscher? Is that how you pronounce it? That's not a bit easier to work with.
Yeah.
Deutscher. Bloisha.
It's funny that you've picked the do sound in the name and been like, that was too hard, so let's replace it
let's
with...
Let's go doi. doi, poi, panoi, doi.
Soy doisha. Bloisha doucha.
It's also not even the part we're supposed to be rhyming with. It's the sure part.
What was yours, Cass, just then?
Sploosha doucha.
Sploosha doucha.
Doucha who's...
That's what the MILFs call me.
I think Bleachball doesn't really have one. Screech. Screech Bleachball? Well, no, it has to be end with the more. So...
Bleach store.
Claw Bleachmore. Right? Evil Knievel, Claw Bleachball. I guess it doesn't work with every name, huh?
Yeah, that's sad.
I guess I can't be a stuntman. I tried to watch. There's, like, not that many Evil Knievel videos. I thought there'd be, like, a million.
Oh, was he all hype?
Well, I mean, he was doing cool stuff.
He did, a big ramp.
Yeah.
That's his famous one.
He tried to jump over a gorge. Didn't work.
Yeah.
Is that how he died?
No. How did he die?
I think he just died of natural causes because he was like...
some sort of gorge-related natural death.
He was...
A gorge is natural.
Yeah.
It's found in nature.
He died of...
Blunt force trauma?
No, just being old.
Oh. Well, good for him.
How old?
69, which...
No, that's not that old. I think...
It's diabetes and... idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis complications.
And what would that be?
Great question. Sorry, I got distracted by the 69. It was taking me back to MILFs. It's a rare progressive illness of the respiratory system.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, what a downer.
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to hear some MILF facts?
Oh, yeah. Bring us back up.
Definitely want some facts about MILFs.
Okay, so I couldn't find any facts per se, but I did find 6 things you need to know before dating a MILF.
1, they have kids. 2, it is possible to die from dehydration. Take breaks.
Okay, number 1 is time is of the essence.
Yes!
I'm also not going to go into details about this.
Wait, I need more information on time.
No, she's old, you know? They're single or divorced mothers, which can mean they have crazy schedules that revolve around picking kids up, dropping them off over and over again, you know.
Okay, so this reeks of Hayden's picked a website that has questionable content, but the headlines are not too bad, which is why you're going
into
detail.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I just read a little bit about, I can't say. It's too rude, even for this one. Number 2, spare your problems.
Problems?
She's dealing with kids. She doesn't need your shit in her life.
She doesn't care what you're doing
Bring
at work.
Bring your shit to her table. She's got mouths to feed.
She's going to drink some Chardonnay.
Yes!
Number 3, know that you're property. You are owned by the MILF.
That is important.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, nod at the references. If you don't get what the joke she's making, just nod, idiot. Pretend you know what Ghostbusters is, was the example it gave.
They're not even saying laugh, just
nod.
It's like, hey, that reminds me of that, hey, guy, Ghostbusters?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Number 5, you are more wrong than usual. Every MILF has trust issues, apparently, according to pointsincase.com. They're not your typical average everyday woman. And number 5, her past is best left alone. Don't ask questions.
That is not good advice.
Those are some red hot MILF facts.
There's some red hot MILF, not facts so much as great advice.
I love that. That's like, hey, you sit down, you shut up, you do not talk to her.
I will try to see if I can find who that was written by. And
if they are a MILF,
yeah,
or an aspiring MILF.
Oh no, it's by a man named Nathan. Oh boy. Yeah.
Is there a picture?
Not of Nathan.
Oh,
but yes, there are some pictures.
Yeah, of what?
MILFs mostly.
Oh, all right, all right.
Kaz, do you have the history of MILFs?
Well, do you know what? We've actually recruited MILF expert Joel Tushin.
Yeah.
As soon as we mentioned we were doing MILFs, Joel started rattling off some history he just knows.
Yeah.
So I'd love to defer to the expert
like
in this.
Dates and everything.
Yeah, I want to.
Well, I knew. Okay, so I knew one day. Year. It wasn't an exact date.
Well, we're still going to defer to the MILF historian
the
because
MILF
I tried to find some history facts about MILFs, and I just learned a lot about the Moral Islamic Liberation Front.
Yeah,
so.
Which seems significantly less fun.
What are they doing?
Oh, they're finished.
Hey!
There was permanent ceasefire in 2014.
Well, that's an okay ending, I guess.
Yeah. Rest in peace, MILFs.
They are inactive as an armed group.
Inactive as an armed group. That's what we want.
So yeah. They were an armed group.
Yeah.
Calling yourself... Okay, look.
Did they not Google it first?
If you're starting... Some
no,
kind
they
of...
started in the 70s.
That's pre-internet.
Sucked
MILFs
in.
Is stolen valor!
So yeah, the history of MILFs that Cass was talking about is Cass found that page before we... Whoa, Cass found that page.
Yes.
Oh, that's a name.
Page.
I was named after the internet.
Oh my God. While Cass was struggling to find information, or more finding different information, I was like, oh no, I know the history of the word MILF. Turns out I was slightly wrong.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, yeah, the first use of the word MILF is in the 1999 film American Pie, in which two characters, one played by one of the guys that went on to play Harold and or Kumar, can't remember which one.
Uh-huh. Wait, the guy that worked for Obama?
I can't remember. I literally cannot remember. I know what both Harold and Kumar look like. I just can't remember which one is in American Pie.
The guy that was in House.
Okay. I know. One's John Cho and one is Carl.
Isn't it Cal? Cal something?
Cal something.
Cal went to work for Obama.
Yes.
And he was in House.
I know. I know,
but
John.
But then he left to go work for Obama, so in House, they killed him off.
Mm, classic.
Yeah.
Wait, no. The Obama thing wasn't a House thing. That was real life.
Yeah. Yes. The actor went and worked for Obama in real life. Oh. He stopped acting for a bit to go work with Obama.
And then got a job as an actor playing the role of a guy that he was in real life. Did that make sense?
He played a guy who was
He played a guy who
Obama.
Worked for a president in a show after
what
that.
What show?
Last Designated Survivor.
Oh, so he's a method actor.
Whoa.
In a way, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That's like reverse stolen valor when you think about it.
That's.
I'm thinking about it and I don't know if it is.
That's trying to live the valor.
Yeah.
That's just picking to
it's
go
just,
to
I
war.
I guess it's just valor.
All right.
Give us MILF.
MILF history. Go on.
Okay. So, in 1999, either John Cho or Cal,
yeah.
is in American Pie.
Sure.
And in a party scene at Stifler's house, Steven Stifler, the Stiffmeister.
Yeah.
These two guys, who are unnamed in the film,
yep.
see a picture of Jennifer Coolidge,
yep.
who is Stifler's mom. And they look at each other and they look at the picture and then they just start chanting MILF.
Yep, sure.
And then in the credits of the movie is MILF Guy 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that the word MILF was used in like popular culture. Or so I thought.
Oh.
But it turns out that there was a magazine called Motor Booty Magazine.
Motor Booty.
That ran for like 7 issues or something where they'd started throwing around the term MILF.
That's all you need. 7 issues.
Do you reckon they're...
Oh, in American Pie, they also say MILF, mother, I'd like to...
They explain it,
yeah,
right?
They just say it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an explanation. They're just like, mother, I'd love to fuck. MILF, MILF, MILF.
Yeah,
that's,
okay,
that's
cool.
an explanation.
Yeah. yeah, good stuff.
Do you reckon they're linked, or do you reckon two people had the same perfect idea?
I imagine that it's two people probably had the same perfect idea, although American Pie, when it was sold as a film, was sold knowing that the studios would hate it, but the audiences would love it. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone that was writing the film was like, yeah, I love pornos. Like, I have Motor Booty
yeah.
magazine.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that word.
I'm pretty sure two people invented the zipper at the same time.
Whoa.
Really?
That's yeah. sick.
And did they come together?
Good stuff. No, I don't know. And also two people invented Dennis the Menace at the same time.
What?
Two people invented Dennis the Menace.
What?
There's these two different Dennis the Menaces going around at the same time.
But they both called Dennis the Menace?
Yeah, and they're both like, you stole Dennis the Menace from me. And then they're both like, I've never heard of you before. And it turned out they just both came up with Dennis the Menace.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you could invent the bike?
A bike?
So if I was like
your brain
and
any resource you need.
Well, okay, well then yes.
So okay, no, because I get what you're asking, Cass, because like the problem is I don't know if I'm ever in a situation where I would need a bike, so therefore the idea to invent the bike wouldn't come to me.
Okay, is the hypothetical this? The government comes to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, we need a mode of transport that's cheap and made of metal and light or whatever, but they don't describe a bike. And then I have a job to do and I try and come up with a bike? Or is it like if I was sitting around pre-bike, would I have come up with a bike?
Yeah, like you need to get from A to B faster. And you're like, so you just haven't.
No, I'd give up. I need to get A to B faster. I guess I'll stay home.
Yeah, so you constantly have to.
I just work out, get better at running.
No, you constantly have to walk like a full on kilometer every day, and it's getting annoying.
1 kilometer?
1 full kilometer?
My God!
That's like half a mile.
Wow, I didn't realize we were walking 1 kilometer. Oh, I didn't rent the bike. I'd invent the car if I had to walk 1 kilometer.
Okay.
You know how 100 meters is not very far? It's just that 10 times.
Oh.
And you know how, like, if a car's driving at 10 kilometers an hour, you're like, it's that's insanely slow?
Yeah. Because
it's covering 10 kilometers in 1 hour.
Mm.
Okay,
you know how your normal walking pace is like 5Ks an hour?
Yeah.
Why would I know that?
Because you're just
a human
being.
Like when you drive in a car park at a shopping mall or something.
And
the
you're driving,
speed...
people are overtaking you on foot?
No. But you know how like, there's a speed sign and it's like 6 kilometers an hour or something.
And you're going at walking pace?
That's weird. That's because that's walking speed.
Mm.
That's why. So the cars are going the same speed as people, so no one gets run over.
Yeah, but that's...
You didn't know that, did you?
No, but that's slow. And that's the point I'm making. That's slow. I don't want to be slow.
Yeah, but 6 kilometers in an hour is walking speed, which means you do 6 kilometers in 1 hour.
Then we have to. You have to go 6 kilometers every day, and you're like, wow,
6 kilometers every day. Okay,
back and forth, and you're like, that's annoying.
That's
2 hours out of my day.
Yeah,
I want to get there faster, and I don't know what a car is.
And I also have a factory at my disposal to make metal bits to my exact specifications.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's where you're walking.
I think I'd do it. I'd probably invent some kind of. I'd probably invent the scooter first. I'd probably invent the scooter, or is like some kind of. You know what I would invent? I would invent some kind of skateboard that you lie down on. I think that would be my go-to.
Yeah, I reckon I would probably invent something similar to a billy cart.
Mm. Or you know what? My other idea is I'd have some kind of like it'd be a boat on wheels with an oar that I use to push.
Oh,
I think that's where my brain went to just then. I think that'd probably be up there. I wouldn't think of pedals. Pedal, that's a whole thing.
I reckon I might do some sort of wagon type deal.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd figure out 2 wheels.
Mm.
I think I'd stick to 4.
You would never dream of 2 wheels.
3, I reckon I could probably figure out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I reckon hole in the middle, Flintstone style.
Oh,
and like
yes.
just like and maybe not even like walking pedaling. Like I reckon I'd like kick off and glide.
Yeah, I was about to say I tried to say yabba dabba doo, but my brain almost said yibbida yibbida, which is Rex Hunt, which is a very 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 Australian reference and an old one too. Mm. So yeah, I had to stop myself there. He's like Flintstone style, yibbida yibbida. Wrong.
I think I would have gone actually. I reckon I would have got to the stage where I was getting some kind of gear and I was spinning the wheel with a rope that I would pull, the circular rope.
Oh,
I reckon I'd
get
that. There's no chance I'm making pedals, but I reckon I'd get to a rope that I pull and that powers me. Rope car.
That's a good place to be, getting to the rope.
Mm. Mm. It is wild that they came with the penny farthing and they were doing that for ages first.
Isn't that a myth?
I don't know. You know what, Joel? I say lots of stuff on this podcast that I don't really know.
I'm thinking
about
totally...
Dennis the Menace. I don't know. I heard that once.
Yeah, because
one of them could have just been lying.
That's true. You know what? That's true, Cass.
Lying's very easy.
Yeah, it happens
fun.
All the time.
Yeah, it's the most fun a girl can have without taking a close-up. Hey, anybody get the disco fan today? Woo!
Isn't that a line from Closer?
What? Closer.
Oh, yeah, it is a line from Gross. Any Closer fans in the house tonight?
Woo!
Fucking woo!
I don't even know what Closer
is. It's a 2003 or 2004 film starring Jude Law, Natalie Portman, and someone else famous.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Mm.
It's a horny movie. You'd love it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Hey, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel Dusha.
Joel Dusha. New Plumbing the Death episodes coming. Fuck. Plumbing the Death Star every Monday. How Good's Footy every Friday.
Every Wednesday.
Fuck. What's Friday?
Scaredy Boys.
Listen
Which
to that as well.
I'm not in, but
you'll be on soon.
Cramps, I am in.
Oh, yep.
New episodes every Friday.
Oh, There you go.
And also, speculation, new episodes every Tuesday or Wednesday. Depending. That's the only podcast I'm part of where we don't have a set time. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Does that just depend on what stuff comes out or just...
Yeah, when we record.
Yeah, when you're
how
free.
Quickly I edit it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes trailers are, you know, it's
Yeah,
time.
Trailers are tricky because sometimes big things happen on a Tuesday and we release on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Is there, like, you know how movies always come out on a Thursday?
Yeah.
Do trailers always come out on a set day?
No.
Movies always come out on a Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, so in Australia it's a Thursday, but in America it's a Friday. But sometimes it's preview screenings on a Thursday. But in Australia we do preview screenings on a Wednesday for some reason.
That makes sense.
I don't know.
Well, because I always assumed time difference, but that doesn't make any sense because Australia's Thursday is 2 days before America's Friday. Not the other way around.
How is it 2 days before?
Well, because theirs is a Friday, which is our Thursday. But then if we're releasing the movie on our Thursday, then that's
Wednesday.
Their Wednesday. So the movie comes out 2 days before.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Time zones are fucked up. Anyway, see ya.
Bye.